This episode of That's Why We're Single is brought to you by Our Bar and Lounge, a bar for the people, by the people, located in Columbus, Ohio at 890 Oak Street. Stop by soon and grab yourself a drink.
This is why we're single.
Can y'all stop playing so we can
that's Leonard over there.
Start recording.
Joseph, relax.
Whoa. What's good, y'all? It's the fellas back once again. I actually had a back and I forgot that shit.
Good.
So good thing I did.
Thank you.
Give y'all ears.
Sheesh.
It was something had to do with power. Oh yeah, it was
No.
I'ma say what I'ma say, and it is what it is. Back like Joe on power. Yay.
Ooh, you suck.
I remember when I had my first beer.
Forget
Joe,
y'all.
If you guys don't know, Joe's back on the original sound of power.
If they don't know that, they don't need to be listening to this podcast. Well, we have a certain type of demographic that fortunately we kind of pigeonholed ourselves into. So if they don't
we
know,
didn't pigeon- ooh, ooh, how, yeah. What?
How do urban, that? We're urban America.
First off, I'm not urban. That's number one. I'm from Detroit.
Detroit is the most urban place. I don't think it gets more urban than Detroit.
Like, y'all ain't been there in a while, so this shit is gentrified. Like Old Town East.
I was in there like 890. I was in there in March.
890 Oak Street.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. What's up, man? It's your boy DB.
The Chicago nigga.
It's your boy Ellie to the ON. Once again, back at it once again with the one more time with the champagne and beers. 313, what's good?
It's your boy Dre with an A, you know what I'm saying? Repping Bean City, Lima, Ohio.
What did the A stand for?
Assertive today.
Oh, okay.
He had it planned.
I'm already, you know what I'm saying?
Ready. And this is That's Why We're Single, back with another exciting episode for you guys. As always, let's go ahead and drop off the social media tags so you guys know how to get in contact with us. Email, That's Why We're Single at gmail.com. Instagram and Facebook, That's Why We're Single. Twitter, That's Why We're, followed by the number one. And then make sure you tell a friend and go to anchor.fm/ That's Why We're Single to subscribe to our podcast from their favorite podcast listening platform today. Fellas.
Yes, sir.
What up, though?
How was y'all weekend, man?
I worked.
You did work.
Crack, baby. Had a little vacation, man.
Where was you at?
Orlando. Had to take some time off. You know what I'm saying? Get my mind right. Busy couple weeks coming up.
Uh-oh.
Pull up to everything.
Everything.
Any and everything. So, you know, it is what it is. But I'm back, baby. You know what I'm saying? Refresh a little bit.
You sound a lot better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was sick last week.
Well, hell, we all sound a lot better. Yeah. Because, yeah. Players
messed
up.
They try to ice me out, y'all.
Yeah. Players messed up, man. We will not have that problem again.
Try to ice me out. He was like, nah, we ain't fucking with Dre this week.
Never that, Dre. Never
that.
Try
to cancel me, y'all. That's how you cancel somebody on a pod.
It's like just going to mute his mic.
Draw the nigga out. Draw the nigga out. All right, we just going to play the music real loud.
Oh, yeah, Dre, what you think? This is why we're single.
Like, damn, what did Dre say?
Man. Never that, man. But I know, this is how I know people listening to the podcast, because I got so many text messages today. It was like, so I can't hear y'all. Everything good. I think my AirPods is messed up, because the only person I hear is you. I got about 12 text messages. Yeah. I was like, I kept having to tell myself, like, yo, like, I messed up, my bad. Y'all can blame it on me. Don't blame it on the fellas. Blame it on me. I dropped the ball on that one. But we got it fixed the second half of the show. We just fucked up the first
half.
Came
in hot the second half. Came in hot.
I started to listen, but I didn't even get to it because I was on the plane and everything today. So I got home and went to sleep.
Did you did y'all peep what I did with the sponsorship?
I did. I seen that.
Y'all like that?
Well, I seen.
Like,
I heard that.
Y'all like the little?
I know what you did there.
Like to see the little cheers theme I sprinkled in there real quick. Y'all peep
what
that?
You did there.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Picking up what you putting down, boss.
Right. Speaking of our sponsors, shout out to Our Bar, as always, 890 Oak Street. Go where your money's reciprocated, appreciated, not just tolerated. You know what I'm saying? Come by for the happy hour specials, Monday through Friday. 4 to 7. Grab a drink. The J-Mo specials.
It's three to seven, but that's okay.
Man, if you had, I don't know.
The White Claw. You know, swimming against
White
Claw.
White Claw ain't on special, but we got that. But they got that Flow.
But we got it though.
But they got it though. Shout out to
I never had Flow, by the way. How would anybody?
It's cool. I like it. I like it a lot, actually.
The grapefruit.
Shout out to the Flow. You know what I'm saying?
Right, grapefruit is.
It's dragon fruit.
Oh, dragon fruit.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, dragon fruit. You know what?
I know it's grapefruit and dragon fruit, actually.
I think I got both.
No, it's one in one of the same. It's actually pretty good.
I ain't never did it before. I don't do vodka a lot, so I try.
Yeah, try it out.
Monday, somebody buy it for me. If y'all see me buy it, because I ain't buying it. So speaking, no disrespect to Flow, but it just it's vodka.
You just don't. We waiting for the Flow whiskey to come out.
Yeah, to do that, I'm with that.
Yeah, I need a new drink.
Support the black business now.
Honestly, need a new drink, man. I'm still trying to recover from last weekend's Jameson. Yee-wee. Yeah.
You can get a whole bottle over there.
So see what happens.
Dunn got a whole bottle.
They got a whole bottle over there. So I can't do Jameson. I'm going to take it off your hands before I leave out today.
So see what happened we were supposed to be playing spades yesterday. And we went over to the homie crib and nobody showed up. So, you never go over anybody's crib empty handed. So I decided to go ahead and grab what my people drink.
I can respect
which is Jameson. So I bought it, but then nobody show up. So I just took my shit back and decided to take it to somebody else for another day. You never know. Dre might have a Sunday fun day. You never, bam, bottle's already there.
Don't look forward to that, guys.
I'm just saying.
It's going to be a minute.
Right. So the busiest man in Ohio. I can't even say Columbus. I can't say Lima. You are the busiest man in Ohio, man. What's good with you, man? Tell the people what's going on, man.
If y'all don't know, I do literally fucking everything. So next week, I'm just working with a few people. A couple birthdays. This weekend. Well, shit, it'll be whatever. Y'all niggas listen to y'all hear this shit. On the 28th, I got the Pajama Jam. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Pajama Jam 614.eventbrite.com if you want to pull up. Got DJ Burn coming through on the ones and twos.
Got Burn? This is my first time here. You got Burn at the Pajama
Jam? Yeah, man. I've been trying to keep it on the wraps. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to wait till we got to the right time. So right now, we just dropping everything. Toledo Home coming the weekend after that. It's a brunch on the 29th as well, right after the Pajama Jam. We're doing the It's a Brunch right after it. I got Chef Mo coming through, so it's going to be crazy. Like, got some other things in works. I think I might have to holler at our bar about pretty soon. So
yeah.
It's a few things that I got coming up. A couple people even reaching out for me to even, like, kind of set them up events. So it's getting real.
Man, you doing your thing. That's why I say when you do your thing, people notice. And
I feel that.
So really quick, I know we're going to, you know what I'm saying, get into the podcast in a couple minutes, but we got a couple minutes before we get into free game. So you're saying Chef Mo. I seen the menu.
Yeah.
I seen the menu. Why don't you tell the people what you got coming up for It's a Brunch, for the menu?
Oh, man. So It's a Brunch is, I would say each time it has gotten better and better, and I'm just trying to keep that momentum going. This one, also, I talked to DJ Duro, so he'll be on this one.
Up to my homie DJ Duro, your girl's favorite.
So, yeah, I got Duro on the ones and twos. As far as food, we got a salmon BLT with the seasoned potatoes, which is going to be fire. Then we got even like a little extra like lunch kind of portion. So we got the mac and cheese, asparagus, and chicken. Which it could be either regular fried chicken or Nashville hot chicken. Chicken and waffles with regular fried or Nashville hot.
Damn.
And then we got, what else we got on there? Oh, the loaded shrimp and grits as well. So it's coming full circle. It's every it's month. Y'all seen it. Yeah, y'all seen it.
So I'm
bringing it back every month. Next month might even be crazier, or maybe November, but it's getting bigger and better every time.
So if I was a fat person, which I am, and I wanted to buy a ticket for this event, where would I go to buy a ticket?
Same spot as always. It's a brunch. ISSABRUNCH 614.eventbrite.com. Get y'all tickets now. They will sell out. It's a lot of food, but they will go. I know niggas like to wait till last minute. I'm trying to tell y'all, don't do it. A couple people got hurt last time. You don't get what you want, you be sick. So, but it is what it is.
I can't even lie. It's my first time hearing about the Nashville hot chicken.
Yeah, I didn't really put it out there. I kind of just put it on the website so like people could see it. But I ain't really been, you know. So it's out there though.
Because that's what happens. You got to do your homework. Yeah, exactly.
I want people to actually, you know what I'm saying, go see it, understand what's going on before, you know what I'm saying. Because they just hit you up like, yeah, I seen the menu. Okay. You don't got chicken and waffles? Nigga, you seen the menu. Like, so what's the question about? So I also learned that very, very, very sad. But niggas don't read.
Yeah, they don't.
I don't know what it is. Like, you send a flyer with every detail on that joint.
They going to ask you a question that can be answered coming on that flyer.
At what time? At where it's at? At what's the date? Like, I sent you everything on it. Yeah, I ain't look at it.
Stop wasting my time.
Pretty much. That's that corporate America. Per my last email. Right.
King of that.
Man, per my last email. Look at the fucking flyer.
Definitely sent two of those today. And then really quick, man. Don't forget, we having our first ever live podcast recording. Silent party.
See what you did there on Monday. Party.
Yeah, definitely seen that. October 25th at, you guessed it, R Bar.
Bitch, you guessed it.
Right.
Woo.
Starts at 7 R-bar, with shot right. O'clock. Everything at the bar from 7 to 8 p.m. is happening.
Y'all better get there. Shot.
We starting recording at 8.
I think, where we at? We at 6 drinks?
No, we at 8.
We at 8.
Yeah, we at 10 drinks.
So you buy two more?
So yeah, we got 10 then.
Okay, so that's 10. 10 drinks handed out by the fellas.
So that's from 7 to 8. So if you're not there from 7 to 8, you miss out on that drink special.
Exactly.
We got 10 drinks.
So I'm going to say 12 drinks.
Fuck y'all looking at me for?
I'm just saying.
I'm on a budget. I got Costa Rica next year. I got the NBA All-Star Game next year. And I got Colombia.
Next year? What I got Rama. Y'all
feel me? Now.
Y'all seen my fridge. What I got in my fridge? Pops, soda. Pop. Shit. Water. That's all I got.
And the fridge. Champagnes, nigga.
That's all I got, man.
How about now?
Tickets are $15. They stay selling. So make sure you guys go to TWSLIVE. eventbrite.com. Y'all know the tickets include one more drink, so if you don't get there between 7 and 8, you still got a drink on the house. Compliments of the fellas.
Come get drunk.
So come get drunk, have a good time. Make sure you guys have questions, because hopefully we have a question and answer portion, so you guys can ask the fellas, ask ourselves questions that you think that you've always wanted to ask a male and never wanted to. So we're gonna have your opportunity to do that. What were you thinking, Dre?
What if we actually allow them, I don't know, if we have to get an extra microphone, we actually allow them to ask us a question on the podcast?
Absolutely. I like that. Absolutely like that idea.
Okay. So their voice will be recorded on the actual podcast as well as.
Exactly. Everything. So they get to hear themselves and, you know what I'm saying, tune in and.
I think that'd be dope.
That's really dope. Yeah, we're going to make that happen.
So, yeah, let's do that. So if you have a question, you know what I'm saying, we'll let y'all come up, you know, sit with the fellas, ask us the question, you know what I'm saying, and we'll go through the question, and y'all can, if y'all got a little rebuttal or anything, we can kind of go back and forth a little bit, but we got to be on the time restriction, so
right. Y'all just don't be mindful of that. Y'all don't want to be asking us questions all night and not, you know what I'm saying, enjoying the music, dancing, getting that drink or drinks, depending on how your plans, how your weekend go. You know, you don't want to be sitting there having us take up your whole night, but we are going to be there having an amazing time with each and every one of you. We can't wait for that date. I mean, it's coming slowly but surely. This is something we've been planning for at least a month now. So hopefully everything comes to fruition. Everything comes to the vision that, you know, Leon set forth. I was honestly there this weekend and I looked around and I saw the vision come into play. And I think it's going to be a really, not even I think, I know it's going to be a really, really, really amazing event. Ain't that right, Leon?
Yep.
And on that note, let's go ahead and get into some free game.
Free game. Don't you love some free game?
Sorry. Sometimes you gotta let the creative juices flow. So I wasn't gonna stop you. Like
F-R-E-E-G-A-M-E. Get him an Usher bag. Get him an Usher bag on. Say what you want to do with me. Okay. Free game for like Jodeci. Every time she roll with me. Oh, come on, man. Quit playing.
All right. First topic of free game. We're going to kick it over to my man, Ellie, to the O-N. Leon, what you got for us, man?
All right, listen, man. Women, I love y'all. I love y'all to death.
Oh, God.
I understand.
On folk now.
That y'all have situations happen once a month. I understand it. I get it. I'm here for it because that cleans your shit out. I get it. It makes sense, right? But stop putting it on Instagram. Stop putting it on Twitter. Stop putting it on Facebook. I don't care about your cramps. I don't care that it hurts. We know that it hurts. You don't have to keep telling us that it hurts. So, with that being said, chill out on it. Just relax for a hot second. No, more than a hot second. Just stop doing it, period. Because, no pun intended, actually. I don't want to see it all the time. I just don't. It's weird to me. I don't talk about my issues. I don't have any issues.
Okay, you got
issues. But I'm just saying, if I did, I'm not going to talk about it. It's just weird to me. That's all.
I mean, it's weird to me. I can't speak for a woman.
I can't either, but do you want to hear about it all the time?
But what if they have friends? Well, I mean, say if they have friends, like it's not like not every woman goes through it. But
well, not if, every woman goes through it because sometimes they prevent themselves from having it.
But I mean, they can at least empathize with them to say, "Hey, I feel where you're coming from."
All right.
Like I'm just want to play devil's advocate on that one. Like
I hear you.
Like I get it. Like,
do you want to see that up and down your timeline though?
I don't follow people that have it up and down the timeline.
Okay,
I'm about to say that shit. That's the weird part. You said they posting it.
They posted though. That's what I'm saying. Like I realize this past week or so, I've seen about 4 to 5 women doing it.
Now. Question, are those 4 to 5 women in the same circle?
No.
Oh, okay, because I was gonna say I've heard that if hang around the women for the sake, they start to get the same.
Yeah, but right. What I'm saying,
so I was
is,
just saying, like, are they just like if they send it like it's that time, like, girl, I feel you.
But the thing is, like, I understand that you guys go through it. I understand the importance of it. All I'm saying is I don't want to hear about it on social media. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe you should follow women your age, Leon.
These are women my age.
Who the fuck?
You say that like Leon is like menopause age. maybe you should follow women period, your age like, because women your age don't have periods.
Like, who the fuck is talking about? Like, no, because I'm just saying that because I'm with Darius. Like, I don't see it. I mean, you know, you see some of those memes or whatever that people post every now and then, but like. If you literally in detail talking about it, yeah, that shit a little like, come on now, we 30 plus at this point.
It's real life weird.
What's the point?
Like, you know, I understand that y'all get it. Like, I get it. It makes sense. Thank you.
Maybe it's like a note to somebody else, you know, so letting them know.
What are we supposed to empathize about that, though?
I'm just saying maybe they're trying to let somebody know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't pregnant,
but
I'm having my period. Right. As you can see
here. That makes sense. I get it.
As you can see here.
Close call.
Oh, that's for you, Dre, then, huh?
Nah. Well, I mean, I will unfollow you for it, but hey, I was talking to somebody, actually, a woman, and she actually agreed with me on that. She's like, yeah, no, I totally will, too. I'm like, you get me, because that shit don't make sense. Like, I'm supposed to be here for your whole childbirth and all that. Anyway, back to what we were saying. I'm with you. Like, if you post it on like,
I just think it's
IG
weird. That's
and
all.
Facebook
just,
all the time. But I love also, y'all to death. I mean, it's also they shit. So
yeah,
you can either block them and follow them, or
I'm
leave
not
going to
do that. But I'm just saying,
you can mute a person on.
Oh no, I definitely mute people. Yeah. Oh yeah,
Got to mute their ass. Hey,
mute, I'm a mute savage.
Yeah, you got to. Sometimes it'd be like, all right, bro, you don't know what you're talking about at this point. Them so. Prime America people sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Them who? Them ABC. Oh.
Niggas come in your inbox. Hey, bro, you da da da. I don't need no opportunities, bro. I'm good.
Who do y'all be following on social media?
Bro, you got, never got a prime America part?
No.
Oh, my God.
No. I mean.
You know, anybody been in your inbox like, hey, man, you looking for an extra opportunity to do da da da?
I've never gotten that, dog.
Oh, maybe you don't look friendly on there. I'm a people person. They be fine to me.
I'm for the peoples.
Yeah, they be fine to me. They be like, oh, this nigga look friendly. Like, yeah. Hey, man.
Maybe they look like you could get scammed. Like,
maybe. I don't know. But no, like, Prime America is like, actually legit. Sucked.
No, they're a legit company. They thirsty as fuck for hires.
It's like, for me, I just, it's kind of like the network marketing kind of thing. You know, unless you really want to get into that. Like, you got to go literally.
Bruh, Instagram ain't the spot for looking for a job. If you ain't hitting me up on LinkedIn, then I ain't trying to hit nothing for you. Facebook.
I was saying, it'd be Facebook. I'm with you 100%. Like, whenever I see that, I'm like, come on, bro. I ain't even on this right now. Like, I know too many people that actually do it, that if I wanted to do it, I can jump into it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For a random person to come out of nowhere and be like, sir, who are you?
So. Speaking of Facebook, I know we're going to get a little bit off topic, but I feel like this subject is closed. My last words is, for me personally, a period ain't never stopped a sentence for me. Y'all see Facebook dating? Have y'all seen that?
I seen it. I'm not a fan of that. Facebook got too many weirdos.
I did it, dog. I did it. I did Facebook dating. God. I didn't like do a full ass profile. Like, I haven't even set up a picture.
I'm listening. Okay.
But I literally just like was doing the first couple of things they wanted you to do. And I guess like it was enough information for them to decide, you know, we're going to create a profile for this dude.
So like, once you get done with that, like, they pick you people from your friends list.
So you can, they will find people that have similar interests with you that have been to certain events that you have been to. So it'll be like, hey, you were at XYZ. You said you were going to XYZ. We found somebody that was also at XYZ event that has similar interests as you. And you can look at them. And if you like them, you can, you know what I'm saying? You can like them. No, or you can say no thanks.
No, I'm cool.
Yeah, I've been getting some.
That shit sound crazy. Like,
I've been getting some weird ass, like, such and such likes you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good, bro.
Yeah, nah, that shit sound crazy. Like, because you were at Orange Soda Fest and that person was there. So now they just think, like, hey,
you two should link up. Y'all whatever. Y'all got similar interests.
I don't know if y'all seen each other, but right. Hey, ta-da, here's this person. Like, yeah, no, that's creepy. Because, like, now you're tracking my moves to see. Nah.
So, wait a minute. So, this is, like, some Foursquare shit?
What's Foursquare?
You ain't never had Foursquare? Like,
check-in.
Oh, check-in? No, so this is, like, if someone sends you, like, if someone sends you an event request and you say, hey, I'm going, then it's not like you checked in that you actually went. You just say, hey, I'm going. So, they go back and say, okay, well, you said you were going. We don't know if you went or not, but such and such was there. Y'all got similar interests, and we think y'all should meet each other. Very, very weird. I'm not a fan of it, but I decided, hey, I'm bored. I'm single. Why not? Meh.
I ain't never seen this shit ever before.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad I don't see it. That's it. Just that simple.
Right. All right, and then we're going to get into our last topic. We only got two this week. But the last topic, I feel as though, needs to be said. Because if ever anyone is going to get out of the rabbit hole or the barrel that we are in with crabs grabbing us and all type of stuff, you know how the crabs in a barrel syndrome.
Yeah.
So if we're ever to get out of that barrel, we need support from people. And I feel like sometimes, and I'm just not necessarily saying us as in that's why we're single, but your friends. Your entrepreneur friends, your friends that are starting a podcast, your friends that are, you know, starting a catering business, you know, all of those things, they need your support as a friend. I feel like people find the most minuscule reasons not to support their friends, but they will go out and support somebody else blindly. They will go out and take horrible customer service from somebody just not to support their own. I'll give you guys a prime ass example. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the nail shop. It was a nail shop in Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. And so the owner of the nail shop was pretty much, you know, threatening, you know, the customers and, you know, calling them all type of racist slurs and all these things. And so they got the community involved, and the community was like, okay, we're going to boycott this. Like, speak with your money. There's plenty of other black owned nail shops that people can go to, or hell, there's plenty of other nail shops that people can go to that aren't owned by this individual. Sure enough, next day, people flooding into the doors. They know this racist owner's behavior. They know the history. They know this isn't just an isolated incident. They flood in the doors. This person's still getting the business. However, if it's your friend that's starting up a business or starting something up, they come with the most minuscule, oh, you know, they didn't do this right. They didn't do that right. They, you know, I feel like people make up BS excuses not to support their friends, but will support other people and the cousins blindly and without any regard to how they're being treated. And even as a consumer, you know what I'm saying? Your money speaks for you louder than anything. Remember, it's your friends. So you're supposed to force your friends, not because you want to, but because you love them.
I mean, I agree 100%. So with everything that you're saying, by me being in this current situation I'm in with our bar, I get more, why can't you do this, than anything.
Absolutely.
You should do this. You should do this. And then sometimes, like, my response be like, it'd be this, like, why don't you just get your own bar? Why can't you create something instead of trying to, like, tear our shit down?
Mm-hmm.
I understand it. Like, you know, people feel like their ideals is great ideas, but don't you think we've probably already thought of those type things? Everyone has an opinion, just like everyone has an asshole. You feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We all have one, and sometimes they usually stink.
Mm-hmm.
But we do appreciate, you know what I'm saying, we appreciate all of the feedback that's been given. We love it. But sometimes, like, it's like those little things that kind of, like, makes us not want to hear certain things from people. Because it's like, why do you think like this will change something? You think this is going to make us more money? You think this is going to do that? When I ask those questions, they don't really have an answer.
Because so, like, they aren't familiar with the behind the scenes. All they are, right, are just critics. And I feel like, especially with our bar, I'm a little bit more, I would say, intimate as far as knowing the behind the scenes things that have been going down more so than the average customer that walks in the doors. And so I know that as a business, and not necessarily just our bar in particular, but businesses try to do so many things to garner and create that crowd and try to accommodate to everyone. But unfortunately, you're not going to please everyone.
Right.
But I feel like people are looking for excuses not to be pleased.
Yeah, no, that's
like agreeable. Like, I'll tell you, like, remember when we first started the podcast, what did they say? You curse too much, Leon.
Yeah, fuck that.
Like, I don't feel like you're any different on this podcast than you would be on a real life ass Thursday,
right,
at the bar. This is the same you. It's not like you're putting up a facade. Hold on. Let's
No, you're right though, because like, if you hung around me, if you see me in the bar, if you see me outside of the bar, man, y'all motherfuckers know how I talk. Like this, right. And fuck is my favorite word, because it could be utilized for everything. So with that being said, I fuck with y'all.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I don't Bernie, know what that really like, had to do with but it. I was going to piggyback and say, like, you know, and maybe we may come across as different on the podcast, but I can tell you right now, like, that's I don't know where that comes from.
Because they don't really deal with us on a regular basis. Like, we talk on a regular basis. Like, people see us all on a regular basis. The people who know us the most, they're like, okay, like, all right, it's him. You know what I'm saying? But
So, I'll agree and disagree.
There it is.
I'll say the fact of I understand why you support, but I also don't support things that I don't like or I don't believe in.
Understood.
So, those are the things. It's like
your mixtape.
Yeah.
I don't support that.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? For real. Like, if that's not, especially that kind of music, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just need to be like real with themselves. You know what I'm saying? Too many yes men around, too many yes women around. Also, like clothing. Like, if you make stuff for whoever, whatever, but I can't see myself, if I don't wear that kind of clothing, I'm not going to buy it. Like, why would I buy it? It don't make sense for me to say, I'm buying to support you. I retweet your stuff. I'll help you, you know what I'm saying, get more people to view it. But if it's not something that I'm into, then why would I buy it? Like, it doesn't fit what I do, so I'm not going to just buy it just because of, like, oh, I'm support, but I'm never going to wear it, so how am I supporting?
Okay, let me give you an example, okay? A friend, let's say a woman, needs your help in moving furniture.
Okay.
It's going to be a three-hour job. Do you help?
Depends on my friendship, but probably, yeah.
Why?
Because they're my friend. That's not the
do
same.
Do you want to?
No.
Exactly. But so, you do it why?
So let me put it back into this perspective. That same person that's opening up that business, I can help them probably more ways than giving them money. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can help you by retweeting your product. I can help you by helping you get the resources to get, you know what I'm saying, the marketing or getting this together. That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't have to be me just going directly into saying, okay, if I don't like I can say, again, if I don't like your shirt, I'm not, you know what I'm saying, but if you do something else and say maybe you're trying to raise money to build up for another shirt, I may just be like, okay, here go $20. I don't need the product because I'm not going to wear it. So I just don't see the point of me buying it and wasting out opportunity for you to sell it to someone else who really may get caught in that shirt.
Yeah, and they may be able to wear that shirt and then, you know,
somebody else asks a question rather than me just buying it and then, you know what I'm saying? That's my night shirt, my hoop shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, for sure. No, I get it.
I'd rather you have that product to, you know what I'm saying, when you're ready to make that venture out there in the real world, someone else can get it. You know what I'm saying? That might be the shirt you give away at a concert one night.
Right.
And, you know what I'm saying, mess around and the person wearing it in a video, you like, oh, shit, my shirt right there.
Yeah,
that has actually happened. It's out in Cleveland. No Cool. My homeboys used to have back in the day. One of the brothers actually got it now, but like he has, like Chris Paul been wearing this stuff and stuff like that. But I actually supported back then because I actually liked the designs. It was dope. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, cool. But now, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, Chris Paul was wearing it and like they got, you know, a couple other people now. So I'm like, that's dope. But again, if it was a situation where, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to just buy it, be like, all right, I bought some stuff from you, so we good. Okay, or it could be like this. Okay, let's say we're supporting. So how is my one-time purchase helping you, really?
Because that's money for them to buy more capital, for them to keep their doors open.
But I can invest more in you through, okay, so would you rather me buy one item, or would you rather me retweet you every time you post something? Would you rather me get you out in front of my follower? Like, you know what I'm saying? What would you rather me do? Like, you know what I'm saying? When you post a video, I mean, when you post like a flyer, would you rather me repost it? You know what I mean? Like, so what, if we had to pick one, which one would you rather me do?
I would rather, honestly, I would rather take the now instead of the hypothetical. If I'm a business owner, I would rather take the cash now. I would rather take the cash now than possible cash later. Because I have to, because my bills are due at the first of the month. You know, so I can't go to Hanes and be like, I need t-shirts, but you know what I'm saying? Dre retweeted my, you know what I'm saying, product to his, you know, several thousand followers. I'm sure I'm going to have somebody that's going to buy it next month. Like,
but this is the issue there, though. If you're in the beginning stages, you're going to lose money.
Facts. That first couple years, you don't lose dollars.
You can't make money off, and that's the thing, a problem with a lot of you know, the young black people, especially in the, they expect, I think, too much too early.
Right.
Some people hit it off the gate. Boom. Yeah, they just
it just happens. Right. It just happens. Yeah.
Other people, like, you have to take your time. It's a steady race. And then also, I agree with you 100% though when you say stuff like, we can't give discounts. That's bullshit.
Yeah, hell no. Absolutely.
Yeah,
no.
Stuff like that, that's bullshit.
And niggas ask for discounts.
Yeah, niggas do that. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's bullshit. Like, and that's how I try to tell people, like, keep your price. If that's how you feel like it should be priced at,
take
that's
that.
How it's
priced
at.
Right.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, we have to stop expecting, okay, oh, you my friend, right?
So I need that dissy,
I get 2 for $20.
No,
nigga. Like, nigga, you pay.
It's 1 for $20.
Yeah, just like everybody else.
Just that simple,
like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, think about it. I do beef jerky.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then. But same thing, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of my friends, I don't expect them to support. Some do, some don't. But it's like, a lot of people usually on the outside of that spectrum are people that I didn't even expect to really eat beef jerky that are really supporting me on that.
Facts.
So for me, I'm like, I don't expect y'all, because I know who y'all are.
Right, right.
So it's like
right.
certain stuff, like, you know, so I do a brunch, when I do stuff like that, I expect you to support that.
Yeah.
But other facets, no. Like yeah. it's just like, okay, you at the bar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you got somebody that's a homebody. Yeah. So whenever they come out, it's all love.
Yeah.
But they may not come out that often. So yep. you know what I'm saying? But they try to support.
Yeah.
But it's just like, if you're doing something every week, they're going to be like, nigga, you know I'm not coming every week.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know, and so. I agree with that 100%, because, like, now when they do, like you said, when they do show up, it's like, damn, oh, it's all love right then, because the fact that you came out and then you came here,
and that's,
I appreciate that.
And that's
the one I appreciate more than people who come in every week. Like, now, don't get me wrong, I love all the regulars. Yeah, exactly. I love all the regulars, 100%. I love y'all niggas. Like, who, and y'all know who y'all are, and y'all know who the VIP people are, y'all know who y'all are. But when that one person comes out that doesn't come out, and I see him, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I got you.
And that's what I'm saying, like, as far as, like, buying that one-time purchase versus me really giving in and feeding into your whole aspect of what you got going
on. Right, for sure.
That's what I mean. Like, it's like, I could give you a lot more that way than me just buying that product and probably never wearing it.
Facts.
And doing anything for your actual brand.
Yeah, because chances are, if I don't really fuck with it, chances are you'll never see it on my Instagram.
Exactly.
Chances are you'll never see it on my Facebook. Chances
so you know
are
you'll
never.
Shirt,
yeah, you know I got it, but what does it do for
what
you?
Does it get,
like, all right, yeah, my little $20 that I gave you for the shirt, all right, that put a little bit of money into
it. $6 to ship it to me.
Right. But,
so that $14 you have right now, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I can give you much more, or if it's something like, I could provide, okay, let's say, I'm like, you know what? My homeboy has a business. He does shirts. Let me put him on at homecoming. Let me put him on at It's a Brunch.
Yeah.
To where, you know what I'm saying?
So that's different right there. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's how I think. I think in that way of supporting people. Like, even with the It's a Brunch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I pay some of those people, you know what I'm saying, to come through and perform. And it's like, I do that out of the kindness of my heart, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't have to have that, but I feel like I'm supporting them on their dream and also helping them grow a larger audience that sometimes people do know. Some people don't know them, so
I think
that's
I agree.
As far rather than me buying a CD.
That goes way further.
You know what I'm saying? Just because I may have just got you even, damn, I'm going to go even deeper. So, prime example, so my chef that I had for the last It's a Brunch.
Right.
Some people in Lima seen the menu. I mean, he's from Lima too, but they seen the menu and they contacted him. He just did a brunch in Lima last Saturday.
Dope.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I see it. I'm like, even though I still, you know, paid him still,
right.
But it's just like, that's what I'm doing it for. I'm doing it so I get them other opportunities outside of just what we doing here. That's what I see the support as. I don't see it as, okay, you can get one bag, one time money grab, and then that's it. Because then I feel like I didn't really help you if I just do that for you.
Facts.
Then we don't.
But you also, and I'm going to try to get this back to relationship and love and friends and things like that. You also are in a position where you're fortunate enough to be able to reach your followers because you have a demographic that's not like the average person that's on social media.
Very true. Very true.
You feel me? So I mean, you are an event planner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You do host several events all over the state. So for you, support may be reposting something, and that may be more beneficial than the dollar.
Right.
But for that average person, like you said, and I go back to something you said previously, you said, you know, you're going to lose money. in the first year of business. So without with you, you know, you've got that social media following, so you can help a business grow. Yeah. But to the average Joe Schmo who doesn't have that, maybe they do need to support by buying that shirt that they may never wear. Because that $20, you already know a business is going to lose money.
I'm not opposed. Like I said, I'm not opposed. Right. Like I said, everybody's situation is different.
Right, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, somebody may not have social media at all. But mm-hmm. I mean, my thing is the first thing you should always go to is your family and your friends.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That should be the first. If they don't support, then you got to reevaluate what the hell you got going on, period.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Because at that point, either you're not doing something right, or you know what I'm saying, you're doing something so left that they just can't get with it. So
I just want people to take this and bring it into like a context when it comes to your friendships and your relationships, to support those that you love instead of finding excuses as to why you can't.
I agree. Like, no, I don't think it should be, because I'll even take it to this far, though. Like, I enjoy going out, kicking it, and I enjoy when people have events. So let's just say just friends or Orange Soda or, you know what I'm saying, whoever else has an event. Sometimes, even if I'm not in town, I'll still buy a ticket.
Right.
Because I want you to keep going with that event.
Right.
So that does happen sometimes. I'll just buy a ticket and be like, yo, keep doing what you're doing because you're doing something good for the city.
Right. And the only way if that's going to continue is with financial support sometimes. So, yeah, and I've done the same thing. And shout out to them. We love y'all.
We love y'all.
But, yeah, I've done the exact same thing. I'm not in town. Dre I loves get a you. Ticket. Facts. Or, DB hey, loves I give you. A ticket. Yes, absolutely. DB loves you. And the big girls.
Shout out to the big girls.
Right, we see y'all.
I'm going to cut you for the pushing.
Don't get in trouble, man.
We'll get in trouble. I don't care. And on that note, man, let's go ahead, take a break, refill the beverages.
I do need my champagne real fast, though. You feel me?
Give y'all a chance to pause, use the bathroom.
Pause for the calls.
You know what I'm saying? Hear a word from our sponsor.
Yeah.
Shout out to Anchor. Shout out to R-Bar.
890 Oak Street. You know, nothing too crazy.
Heck.
Can't pull
believe.
Up on us.
Yo, I can't believe like 11 episodes in and we got multiple sponsors. That's crazy, man.
I mean, shout out to that.
We doing something well, man.
We doing something all right. You know,
something well, man.
You know,
we still get better, but
our podcast, our bar, you know.
Exactly. So on that note, man, we're about to get into part two of last week's discussion. We talked about the seven toxic and what was it? That's toxic
favorable
traits. For women.
For the women's.
So now we about to talk about the men.
And we about to dog the shit out of y'all niggas. Just let y'all know that right now.
Crazy part about it, indirectly, we might be dogging the shit out of ourselves.
Hey, man. I already know I am. Because I already seen like four of these niggas that I am. I'm like, God damn.
So y'all want to know more about us? Stay tuned because we about to put it all on the table.
And that's why we're single.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to DB, Dre Tyson, and L.E. to the O.N. on That's Why We're Single podcast.
And make my way downtown, walking fast. Oh, sorry. Are we recording now?
Yeah, we recording.
Oh.
I don't know what you was doing. You might as well finish it. Go ahead and finish it.
Nah, I'm cool. Let's go.
And I want you, and I miss you. Looking ass. The fellas are back. Probably going to edit that out.
No, please don't.
Editing that out. This is That's Why We're Single, back from our commercial break. The beverages have been refilled. We about to go out, you know what I'm saying, afterwards and go to our bar, watch the rest of this game. But before we do that, we owe y'all a second half of this podcast.
See.
So into today's topic, we told y'all last week what it was, so it shouldn't be a spoiler. Shout out to everybody that listens to the podcast. If it's your first time, you know what I'm saying, welcome. If this your not your first time, welcome back. So we about to get into last week we talked about the seven toxic and favorable traits of women. And so we didn't want to get the backlash. We don't want to have y'all coming at us calling us misogynistic, chauvinistic, and all that other bullshit.
And all the other nistics.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what we about to do, we about to get into our own bag. You about to learn more about us.
Shit.
And we're about to talk about the seven toxic and favorable traits of men. And to kick it off, you didn't hear him last week because I messed up the audio. Well, it's your favorite and mine. Mr. Sound Effect Man himself. Mr. Guys. With an A.
Okay, so there are 7 toxic partners.
Okay.
Right.
So the first one, the good guy.
The good guy.
So they list out his things as post every accomplishment, does volunteer work just to post on social media, poor communication skills, in a sense, females never like good guys anymore.
Oh, that's so he's quote. That guy.
Ooh, you know what?
That's his quote.
Okay, we're going to get in that later. Put that on a burner.
The next one is the player. From the Himalayas.
Shout out to Jerome.
Has 5 women in love with him right now. Always says the right thing. Calls all women love. I feel attacked already.
Right.
You feel Phone is always on silent.
Really attacked.
Man, I feel
super attacked.
The inconsistent guy. Takes back late as fuck. Seems super interested, then disappears because of life. 3 months later. Hey, I hope all is well.
Shout out. Hold on. Is this Reggie Bush? On the picture.
Man, shut up.
Why they got Reggie Bush, the inconsistent guy, man?
I don't think that's Reggie Bush. That looked like Country Wayne, for real.
The No Initiative guy.
You do look like Country Wayne.
We'll move forward, guys.
Right.
The No Initiative guy.
This look like the homie Cliff.
Text, like, when I'm going to see you, calls and texts often, but never plans anything. Probably has a girlfriend on the low and always says, you be playing.
Damn.
The insecure guy. Y'all females be too friendly. That's his famous line. Clocks your outfits. Misogynistic. Hates all of your friends. Starts fights every time you plan to go out.
That's not the insecure guy. That's the cheap as fuck guy.
The emotional draining guy. I feel attacked again. Expressing your feelings always turns into an argument. Post emotional memes on social media. Thinks any tweet with 100
attacked.
Is a word.
I can't breathe.
This is the part I feel attacked about. They says he says, wow. That's me. I do wow. I say wow.
The emotional memes on social media.
But that, all the other stuff, yeah.
I feel attacked. Keep it going.
And then the last one here, the Netflix and chill guy. Never plans anything outside of the house. Always wants you to drive to him. Mainly hits you up after 9 p.m. Possibly on house arrest. Always asks, can I hold your car?
Sheesh. That's the jailbird. That ain't the Netflix and chill guy. Because here's the thing, if he doing all that, he ain't paying for that Netflix. That's somebody else's Netflix code.
So I feel attacked once again. I feel like y'all niggas just trying to trigger me today.
I don't know the last time.
Y'all act like this ESPN we not watching in the background is mine.
Well, you know,
it ain't mine.
Nigga share code.
Man, share like. So
just looking in on that. So I would say if you had to pick where you stand in that, we all got some of these traits for sure. I'm gonna let Darius go first.
Ooh, okay.
So where your head at in this? 7 toxic.
I've definitely have some of these toxic traits. I'll tell you absolutely.
Wait, are you talking about all 7?
I have some. I have most. I have most.
I can't pick.
I gotta go.
What you is with a sprinkle of something, or you know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing.
The top 2 that stand out to you.
I can't do top 2 because I'm literally. I'm like a jack of all trades when it comes to this. So I definitely feel like I have toxic traits of the good guy.
You said toxic bag, huh?
Yeah, I'm in my toxic bag. Definitely have traits of the good guy. I definitely feel like I've said females never like good guys anymore as recent as like a couple of weeks ago. Definitely have that trait. I wouldn't necessarily see myself in the player, except I do call most women, like, you know, hey, what's up, love? What's up, beautiful? Things like that. And that's just because of just, I feel like, my trait, not necessarily me trying to have ulterior motives or anything like that. I'm definitely, if I had to pick top 2 out of these 7, definitely inconsistent when it comes to me. And that's just for a number of reasons. I don't like excuses, but at the same time, life does happen. Shit. I mean, literally, I was just working like 65 to 70 hours a week in the month of August. So I wanted to literally just come home and sleep. At that point, at the end of August, I realized I hadn't been in the gym in 3 months, put on a little bit extra weight. The summer's over. So I want to get back to being focused on me. So unfortunately, like, yeah, I've like, so unfortunately,
you're a bad bitch on the law.
So funny. I'm like, man, I need to, you know, get back in the gym, you know, do me, find me, you know what I'm saying? Before I guess
this is a New Year resolution.
I definitely, as soon as I said that, I seen the girl going up the stairs.
Ow.
Right. I seen that shit in my head, literally, no lie. But real talk though, like, I just really feel like life does happen, especially me trying to make a transition in my professional career. I feel like my head wants to be in love and my head wants to be in a relationship, but I don't know if my heart wants to be in a relationship, if that makes any sense. Wow. And I haven't found anyone that's like making me like,
then hit you with that bop, two-handed twisty jerky, huh?
No, not that. But they just like,
I have soul out, make your toes curl.
I haven't found that like that connection. I keep telling y'all, like, I, you know, obviously as the one that's been divorced, like, I feel like, you know, there's a connection that I know that there could be some potential with. And so if you guys have all seen A Bronx Tale, they tell you got three of the good. You only got three good ones in your life, right? I feel like.
And two of them was already covered.
I feel like two of mine is gone. You know, so I only got one last one. So I'm literally like, I need to be the best man for myself just in case I never find number three. Or if number three happens to pop up, that I'm more than enough. You feel me? But like I said, like, I'm not the one that's like, hey, I need a woman to be complete. But hell, I would love to have a woman to share my life with. But I digress. No initiative guy. I'm definitely kind of, I feel like no initiative guy and inconsistent goes hand in hand, so I won't go too much into that. I'm definitely not the insecure guy. None of those qualities follow me. I don't think me posting emotional memes on social media makes me emotionally draining. I just really feel like that is a relationship that I have to just take a couple of minutes out the day just to make sure I think of something positive, because we dwell so much on things that happen negatively that I just want to purposefully think of something positive to start my day. So, and definitely Netflix and chill got to probably be my other top one. Not that I necessarily don't want to do anything out the house, but I don't want to do anything.
You said that's your top one?
I would definitely say I was probably like my top two. Because it's not that I necessarily don't want to do things that are outside the house. I just don't want to do the same things that are outside the house. Like, I feel like if I go on a date with some woman, let's call her woman A, and then that doesn't work out, and then I start dating or talking to woman B, I don't feel like it's fair to her for me to take her to the same place I've taken woman A, especially if it's like an intimate setting.
What if that shit fire?
Yeah, it could be on time frame.
I'm not no first date type thing. Like, I'm not finna take you to the same date I took for date A to. It just don't feel right. That's me personally. But I've talked enough.
Shit, my bartenders know me by name.
Right.
You feel me?
I walk in. If I walk into the place and my phone automatically connect to Wi-Fi, like,
man, that's not a problem. Hey, you just know the Wi-Fi. You just know the Wi-Fi code.
Like, you've been here before. Like, oh yeah.
Hey Dre, how's it going? All good. How you been?
Hey, what up? I don't remember you.
Same thing.
Right, huh? That's funny.
Your usual. But Leonard, moving on to you.
So, I feel attacked as fuck.
Yeah, let's get real.
So, I already know, like, I'm a sprinkle of like 40s.
Yeah, exactly.
40s Joes. You feel me? So, the inconsistent guy. The no incentive guy, because I will text the fuck out of you.
No initiative, nigga said no incentive.
Like, you get paid? You on commission?
Remixed it. They owe me, bro.
Hey, listen, you feel
prize.
Me?
My time costs money.
the emotionally draining guy.
Okay.
And the Netflix and chill guy. The reason why I say I am those, initiative? Oh, no, yeah. I said incentive, didn't I?
Yeah, my bad.
No, initiative guy. The reason why I say I'm those is because of those four, I felt the most attacked on. Because I don't like really doing a lot of shit outside of the crib or like outside of their crib because I don't really like being around a whole bunch of people, to be quite honest. Like, I would rather have that one-on-one intimate. I want you to feel more comfortable, like, where you are or where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's the main reason why I say I wouldn't call it Netflix and chill because Netflix really don't – they don't cater to my needs because I need that continuous play.
What success have y'all had? With like, what pushback do y'all get on that?
As far as what, staying at the crib? Yeah. Like, there has to be a balance, to be quite honest. Right. Like, you have to be able to – you still have to be willing to do stuff. But they also, at the heart of hearts, they already know, this nigga chilling. Like, he ain't about to really do too much.
And just to piggyback off that, and it's not necessarily anything that's intentional, me trying to be cheap. I'm not that nigga when it comes to being cheap.
Yeah.
But I feel more comfortable in my cave.
Absolutely. You feel me? So, and chances are, I have everything that we going to go out to do, we can do it at the crib.
You want to see that new movie?
I just
broke the jail. Jail broke that five.
That's
stick.
What I'm saying. Like, so it'd be those certain things that I know that I have the ability or capabilities to do while I'm at the crib. So it's just that. When it comes to what's the one that don't text a lot or that texts all the time? No.
Inconsistent.
No, that's the
emotionally draining, inconsistent.
You said Netflix,
and then you
said the no initiative guy.
Yeah.
So I don't do this on purpose. Like I do text a lot, like or I'll call a lot. I don't call that much because I work in an environment where I talk on the phone all day long. Mm-hmm. But like I would text you to death, but don't really plan anything because it's like I don't really have that much free time. And then the time that I do have free is like I'm doing other things. So it's like my schedule is so trash for most points. I can't really try to plan that much because it may not be conducive to your life.
Right.
It's like I'm doing it more for me more than anything. So that's why I'm always hitting someone up talking about you let me know when you're free so I can be able to work it around my schedule. Right. Because it's like if I do it around my schedule, we'll never hang out.
Mm-hmm.
I already know that. I know that for a fact. I do hit the young ladies with you be playing because sometimes they do be playing.
Absolutely. That's not a false thing.
So I will say this though. Man, we also gotta understand though. Sometimes they don't be playing.
But it's
57-43 playing though.
But it's like we just gotta understand, but they need to voice it to us.
Yeah.
We also got to see the hints and signs, too, because, like, sometimes, my nigga, she ain't playing, nigga. She's serious. You just don't take the hint.
That's true. Here's my thing. You know what? I'm oblivious, though, to a lot of the things, too.
Bro, we got to get out. I got to
get out of that.
Click, click. You know what I'm saying? Shotgun. I'm shooting my shot. You feel me? If I miss every shot I don't take,
you can do that, but we have to understand, though, like, they not always playing. We may say that But... like damn, like you be playing.
A lot of times it do be us because it's like damn, I'm really like fucking up. So like you trying to take the blame off of yourself and put it back onto somebody else. I get it.
Because you got their number, nigga. You
like just by getting the number, that don't mean shit. Them just seven digits, my guy.
If you be hitting her up and she'll hit you back, my nigga, you gotta let it go. She ain't playing. She just don't want you.
But we've had that conversation before. Leon is a lot more lenient than me because Leon give him two chances. I don't give him. I give him one.
Now I will say this though, it's like. I do hate this shit where if you give me your number, we post a link, we post do whatever, and then we don't, but then you in my face next time you see me out or something.
Yeah, don't be in my face, blood.
Then we, now that's different. That's like, all right, now you playing. Because, you know what I'm saying, like, we got each other number and shit, but when we not around each other, it's, oh, shit, whatever. But when you in my face now, it's, oh, my God, we need to kick, we need to chill, we need to do. Where that energy at, you know what I'm saying, when we ain't doing this
and
shit.
And I've always been this person. Man, keep that same energy. When you see me, like, treat me like how you be treating me in these text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to, like, because I already got this. I ain't going to say an ill will against you. All I'm saying is this. I might not really rock with you like that no more. It's just that simple.
And I feel you on that.
And I'm a motherfucker that's going to ignore you.
You got to protect your heart, bro.
We got to chill out on that too. We got to let our guards down. But anyway, that's for another day, another
but
time.
I mean, here's the thing. It's sometimes things are prideful. And it's sometimes just like, yo, I'm not finna just play your games. Like,
Oh, yeah.
That's all that sure. is.
And then the inconsistent guy. I do. So I'm a bad texter. I've said this before. The reason why, because I'll look at the text. I'll say I said something and then go back. It don't be there.
Thought you said that shit, but you
I thought I did. My bad. I apologize. And then, like, and I've said this before. I have my read receipts on. I saw we. It happens. I apologize.
I don't know.
I do. I feel like I do have amazing personality. So it's like, all right, cool. You know, sometimes I feel like that makes up for a lot of the things that I'm lacking in. So, you know, by me showing that personality, you're like, oh, I still love him. Oh, he's so great. That's my woman voice, if y'all didn't know. If y'all
didn't tell. I would hope so.
Yeah. He's so great.
He's so great. Oh, I love him. Yeah. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But I will disappear on your ass for an extended period of time. And it's nothing that you're doing. It's nothing at all. It's just life comes at you fast sometimes, and you just gotta be able to know how to handle it more often than not. And sometimes I don't like to put people in situations that they can't really handle, because it's not none of their business on, you know, what's going on over here. It's just that simple. That's just me. So I push a lot of people away more than I keep people in, which is a bad trait too. That's a negative ass trait.
Very.
So
toxic.
Yeah. And hey, listen, and my communication is trash as fuck too sometimes. All the time.
Well, anyway. Dre, what about you, man?
Dre Seth!
It's your turn on the platform.
For me, I say,
talk your shit about yourself. You feel me?
The good guy, the player, and the inconsistent guy all wrapped in one.
Oh, you the player.
I can see that though, bro.
I can see the player though.
I can see the good guy.
Relax.
No, the good guy. No, listen. So
he like, you gotta go to all ones, you gotta play it. Motherfucker.
Only because I'm not gonna say you're like social media famous, but niggas know you because of social media.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of stuff that
you're more famous in real life though. Because you're my nigga, you feel me?
This shit has, like, besides, like, so the five women in love with him right now, I doubt that.
Right now?
I can say the right thing. I know, you know what I'm saying? I talk to people. I call women love, I do. Very good line here, but we're not even together, though. Very, very true.
Hey.
You know?
It's a real line.
Social media, I ain't gonna say I'm famous, but you know, I got a nice following.
You dibble and dabble.
My phone is always on silent. How many followers do you have? It's like 2,500 right now, or something like that.
See?
I don't know. It might even be that high. We'll talk about that later, though. You know, it could have been, but you know, I was doing bullshit. So, and then I got the good guy here, you know what I'm saying? I would say certain things, like, I hate the fact that they say, does volunteer work just upon social media? I would never do that. I think I have good communication skills, but I have poor ways of explaining it.
Ah, okay.
You know, so of explaining things to people. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, I can communicate with you good. I'll tell you what I'm doing, but it's like when you want something like more detailed, that's where I have my issues at. I'll never say the females never like the good guys anymore. I am good at guilt tripping. I am good at that. Yeah, I'm good at blaming other people. I just am. And then, like, the inconsistent guy, at times, it's like you said, life just happens. And I always feel like I got that connection with people. So when they say that, right, 3 months later, you're like, hey, I hope all is well.
Yeah, that's me.
Fuck, that's me.
Listen.
Like, you know, so I just literally, like, not even trying to forget about that person, but, like, shit just start happening. And you look up, you're like, damn, whatever happened to
so-and-so?
Yo, what's good? How you been? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk to you like nothing ever happened. So, but on the other side of it, that is single me for the most part. relationship is different.
So, oh, yeah, you know, facts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say that. Mm-hmm. But I would say those three things kind of wrap it up for me as far as how this all goes. I will say, though, that the one that I would say is probably the worst is probably the emotional draining guy.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got to do the worst. Yeah, let me.
And I just say that because it's like, I hate these kind of dudes because I don't really know what their angle is.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where are you trying to get at with this? Like, you just trying to take all this person's energy so then every time, or maybe once you try to move on to the next person, you're just hurting her. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like even if y'all don't move forward in a most positive way or whatever else, that person should always be able to speak highly of you or feel sure. like you brought them some kind of, you know what I'm saying, extra to their life. Like, with people like this, it's like, yuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yuck.
On both sides. It's like, women like that, they're like this, like, you want to complain about, you know, you got to argue every time, you know, I'm doing something. Like, you just, in the way. So, I feel like as far as the emotional draining guy, please stop this. Figure out what y'all got to do. But this is not the way for you to get pussy, if that's what you're trying to do. Or to get women. Yeah,
definitely ain't going
to
get you the pussy.
I don't know what y'all trying to do here, but figure that out. I think that that's probably the worst trait of all of them. What you guys think?
So mine is the insecure guy. This guy sounds real controlling.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, he thinks all females be too friendly, clocks your outfits. So basically he's like, he's telling you what you can and cannot wear. Misogynistic. So he has that caveman theory. You know what I'm saying? That caveman mm-hmm. situation about him. Hates all your friends. That means he wants to keep them. He wants to keep you all to himself. Mm-hmm. And start fights every time that there's plans. So basically he's controlling the situation. And that's a very negative trait in my eyes. Because, like, who wants to be a part of that situation? Who wants to be controlled on their daily lives? Like, I mean, and we probably know guys like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't like I have, so I'm not saying I'm an alpha male, but I'm going to say, like, I know what the fuck I want. I'm very strong-willed. I'm not going to, like, alpha males, that just sounds like a weird-ass term to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to allow, I would never allow me to be this guy. I would not allow none of my friends to be this guy.
Yeah, no,
not, I can't be a friend
not publicly. Today. But that's the thing. A lot
of stuff is done publicly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't know a lot of times what your friends are doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talked about that before too.
Yeah,
because
for sure, yeah.
One minute they like, oh man, I never da 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 da. But then, you know what I'm saying, that girl come out like, this nigga was doing this and that, and he was beating me and da da da. You like,
Only control certain things. Like, when it comes to, like, my feelings and what's happening in that bedroom, that's the only thing I'm controlling.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. But outside of this, anything else, like, it's fair game to me, but it just has to be reciprocated. That's all I feel.
I feel you on that, y'all. Let's go ahead and flip it, though, real quick. We've been talking about a lot of negative for the last 20 minutes, man. I feel like we need to change the energy in here, talking about how men ain't shit. So,
and how we ain't shit.
How we ain't shit. Well, for no, I ain't gonna ever admit I ain't. Look,
I
just have tendencies.
There it is. So, the next one is gonna be the top 7 favorable partners. We got the laid back guy, you know, somewhat quiet, but has a very powerful presence. Eager to learn more about you, and will take you to festivals on the first date.
The food festival.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got the career driven guy. Motivating as fuck. Inspires you to meet your goals. He's a HBCU grad, so I have to say that.
Overrated.
And great. So his perfect first date, happy hours.
Okay.
Then you got the playlist guy. Put you on the new artist. Send you your playlist for every mood that you're in, which is, that sounds weird to me.
Yeah, like, oh, you having a bad mood?
Right, right. Yeah. Now, he takes you to a bar and see a live band on a first date. Okay. Then you got the creative guy. He's open-minded. Compliments you on every little thing that you, to make you feel beautiful. First date, art exhibit. Then you got the gentleman. He's polite, family oriented, really enjoys your presence and invites you everywhere. First date, culinary classes. So he's going to take you to go cooking a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Ain't mad at that. I like that. The one who escapes the friend zone.
Wow.
Okay.
It can be done.
We know Leon's way to escape the friend zone.
No, that's Dre's.
Oh, that's Dre's.
That's Dre's.
My bad.
But I don't disagree with it. Okay. Anyway, pursues you as a friend through common interests. Great listener. Gives amazing advice and respects your boundaries. First date, concerts.
Makes sense.
Then we got the above and beyond guy. Guess what he does? He takes initiative.
Womp.
Direct with communication. Doesn't beat around the bush. First date, your favorite restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that brings it back. Shit.
There it is. So with that being said, fellas, I listed off these top seven jumps. Which one do y'all think y'all are? Or which I was with like multiple ones. I'm pretty sure we're
yeah, definitely we're like yeah, sure. Definitely. It's gonna be super difficult to try to like pigeonhole yourself into like one of these, but I definitely think these are traits that I would feel like the three of us have.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Me personally, I would see, as ironic as this may sound, I know y'all may laugh at this.
You don't say I'm the creative guy.
No, absolutely not. But I will say I do have tendencies of the laid back guy. And if y'all know me, y'all know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have a presence, but like sometimes I can be
overbearing.
I was going to say obnoxious, but
ain't that the same? Right. Okay. All right, cool. You still my nigga though.
But you know, everybody got their flaws.
The first step is admitting.
You know. Yeah.
But definitely down for whatever. Definitely I feel like it's easier on a date if you allow the woman to talk about themselves, because most people, men and women, love to talk about themselves. So if we're on a date, I'm gonna allow you to talk about you, and I'm going to show you that I'm paying attention by referencing things that you say. So definitely eager to learn about you. Absolutely career driven. As you have heard, you know, I'm definitely trying to make a transition when it comes to career, and I blame a lot of my inconsistent on being career driven, but I would definitely say that no man that I know, or not even man, but no man or woman that I know makes six figures working 40 hours.
I agree.
Put it like that.
I agree with that. 100%.
I'm not the playlist guy. I'll listen. We can compare music. You know, I'm a 90s R&B guy, but I'm not about to have like all these playlists. I just don't have the time. I'm not the creative guy. Like, I feel like Candle Lab is the most creative I'm gonna get. Like, hey, let's go make candles. I throw a little scent in here. Smell good. Boom, we out of here. Absolutely see myself being a gentleman as like the top quality that I have, but it's a very thin line between being a gentleman and a nice guy, because the nice guys are the ones that say nice guys finish last, that have those toxic qualities. But if you're a gentleman, some women don't know how to appreciate a gentleman, so it's very, very, very a thin line right there. What I would see, I definitely feel like I have qualities of the one that's escaped the friend zone, but I make intentions known, like, to never even get there. But I mean, I'm definitely, you know, people know me through mutual friends. Definitely charming, definitely flirty. I'm super flirty, more so than anything, more than I am charming. Charming.
Wait a minute, you say you're more flirty than charming?
Yeah, I'm more flirty than charming.
Okay.
And I will definitely take you on a concert to your first date, even though I hate people, but like, I would definitely do that. And then I feel like that above and beyond guy, I really don't feel like that's a positive trait. I mean, if that's what you're looking for, but I feel like that's a very thin line between, because I've been that above and beyond guy to be like, hey, I know you're having a bad day. Let me go ahead and send you some flowers, just so you know that I'm thinking about you. And it didn't work well. So, but I'll definitely listen to you, and that goes into, I forget the whatever quality that was, but that definitely goes into me paying attention to you and saying, hey, I want to take you on a first date to your favorite restaurant. You know, I've listened to you. What is it that you have a taste for? I'll go ahead and make the plans, you know, and we'll go to your favorite restaurant. You know, just meet me there.
Just meet you there.
Just meet me there. I got you. I take care of the reservations. You be there at such and such time. I take care of that.
Okay.
Drasif?
I think Drasif is, if I were to guess, I could be completely wrong. I'm going to say he's the one who escapes the friend zone and the career-driven guy.
With a little bit of the playlist guy. Or the
I don't see him.
Creative guy.
Yeah, the creative.
I said the creative. Creative.
Yeah, I was going to say none of those.
Really? Oh, that shit there.
No. So for myself, I'd never say the laid-back guy. If y'all ever notice me at like an event or something.
Yeah, no, you chill out.
I'm usually, you know.
Yeah, you in the you back.
You know that that's usually my crowd or, you know what I'm saying, my people. Yeah, for sure. So, you know what I'm saying? So I think that that's definitely me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a presence, you know what I'm saying? People want me around, but I know how to be laid back and chill. Of course, you know, career driven, you know, that's part of it. I don't think I touch base with any of the playlist guy. I'm not a real big music person like that. Creative guy, I little, but not very much. Gentleman definitely can, you know, have some of that tendencies. And then the one escape friend zone, not really my thing.
Oh, okay. There it is then.
I mean, I'm a great friend, but I don't think I ever really go that route. But I would say the above and beyond guy.
Word.
So yeah, it's between the laid back and the above and beyond. So when I say that, if I'm serious about dating somebody and I'm like for real on the courting side of it, that's where that above and beyond come into play.
Yeah.
You know, so when they get to that point of like, yo, like this is what we doing, oh, it's no holds bar. It's I'm listening, I'm paying attention, you like to do this, you like to do that. Okay, well, let me go ahead and make sure, you know, so I set this up. Let me go ahead and make sure, you know what I'm saying, we do this. Oh, that's your favorite restaurant? Boom, let's go. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm the person that I ain't never been to Texas. Oh, you never been to Texas? Well, how about we go for your birthday? Boom. Dope, you know what I'm saying? Let's figure that shit out. So that's the kind of person I am. And that's how I say, like, it's a difference because most of my toxic ways are usually outside of relationships, I would say. Right. But when I get in that relationship, I'm this guy. I'm the laid back, above and beyond kind of guy, I think. You know what I'm saying? For the most part. And then, you know what I'm saying? Some of those other little things flare back up. You know, some of those toxic things. but I would say for the most part, that's where I'm at with it. I just can't. I mean, of course, the career driven as well, because I don't place it above everything, but it is, you know, very high up there. You know what I mean? You got to make sure that you take care of your business before you go off and think that you're finna date somebody, because if that shit not took care of, then you know what I'm saying, your priorities are off. Creative, I just can't. Gentleman has a lot of things too that I think is very dope.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I think it fits, you know, a lot of the qualities that I have here. And like I said, that take you to a fun culinary class. To your
you
first
probably do
date.
That shit at your crib, though.
Right? So, you are the culinary class.
I mean, class. You know, I got chefs. So whenever that time come, you know, get down like that, or you go to Sir La Table or at Eastern. So you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I have actually done it before.
Free game. Put me on free game.
So so it's actually some dope things out there that you can do differently. You know what I'm saying? Just to date, but I'm gonna get out the way. So Leon, what's your take on this?
So, if I'm looking at all of these guys, I'm two for sure. Maybe three. I'm the one who escapes the friend zone. Because I more often than not, when it comes to a young lady, I usually know them through somebody. Mm-hmm. So like we have those mutual interests. I'm not inappropriate. Unless it's warranted, unless you come at me with that nasty, I'm gonna come back at you with that nasty.
Right,
just
right.
That simple. I do listen. I do. I feel like I do provide tangible advice. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say it's going to be amazing, but I definitely think I provide a good perspective on certain things. Mm-hmm. And I'm always going to pursue you as a friend first. It's never going to be like, oh yeah, we fucking or not, unless it's already been said.
Right.
It's just that simple. So the laid back guy, my only issue with this one is says like somewhat quiet, but has a powerful presence. I don't think I'm quiet. I just think I am standoffish. So I guess, I mean, if you want to call that quiet, I don't think it is, but I feel like I do definitely light up a room. In person, I definitely have a great conversation. Let's see. I am definitely willing to learn more about you. Like, I want to know how you react and how you are. How you move, basically. Mm-hmm. Then what actually leads me into this is the creative guy. I don't want to be a photographer, but I do have an open mind about a lot of things mm-hmm. where I feel like we could do, especially if we have time, especially if I have time, especially if you have time. I'm definitely for it. I do pay attention to all the little things. My only issue is I need to say it more.
Right.
So that's where it goes into the negative traits more often than not.
Right, right.
And now challenge your views and enjoy debates. That is me in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. That's me. I will never ever be a yes man. Mm-hmm. Just not gonna happen. And I want to hit that intellectual side of you. I want you to be able to think and have those conversations with me. So that's what makes me, I say I'm a part of that creative guy. So that's how I looked at it. But in a nutshell, I am definitely the guy who escapes the friend zone mixed with the laid back guy. Like those are the traits that I see in myself. I mean, I definitely could be wrong, but those are the things that I feel are me. Once that does happen, and it has to be women that I mean, I guess be around us,
yeah, right? Yeah,
it's yeah, not like
too
so
many we got to. Hmm? I say it's not too many we got to. Oh.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. You might you know something I don't know.
Yeah, but hey, just go ahead and just let us know what y'all feel that we are. Just by hanging out with us, like being around us, like if you feel like these are the things that you say or that we say we are, let us know. Call us on our bullshit too.
Call us on our bullshit.
If you feel like we not those people, let us know for sure. And we definitely are willing and open to have these conversations with y'all on a live show, maybe.
Right. I tell y'all, closed mouths don't get fed. We are more than willing to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I answer any question, y'all.
Yeah, I ain't never been scared to ask your questions.
You feel me? So closed mouths don't get fed. So make sure y'all at that live show come through or send us an email. That's why we're single at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Even if you go to Anchor, you can even leave your voice.
You can.
So, you sure can. Yeah, we're going to definitely tally up all these questions. May have another viewer hot fire question portion
hot fire,
of the show
because I spit hot fire.
But speaking of which, because we are running out of time, we got folks calling us, we supposed to be somewhere. Let's go ahead and knock out a question portion of the show. We're gonna do something real quick, hot fire, not take too much longer of your time, so y'all can go ahead and get back to doing what it is you're doing, probably listening to our podcast at work, not doing shit anyway.
You feel me?
But it is
getting in trouble at work. Shout out to y'all who get in trouble at work.
You know what I'm saying? But a couple of questions we got for you. Actually, we got four, but we might have to say something next week.
Okay.
First question, just to spice up things a little bit. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
I'm going to say no. I don't think I have. I'm going to be quite
never
honest.
Faked an orgasm?
Mm-mm. I mean, shit.
Women do it allegedly all the time.
That's fine. That's women.
Right.
I'm gonna bust his nut.
You feel me?
What would you Dre?
We got that far. It's going. I ain't gonna hold you.
We got this far. Yeah, listen.
If we get this far, it's going.
I'm busting his nut.
Yeah, like you gonna find a way.
Yeah.
One way or another, you're gonna find it. You're gonna get it. You're gonna get it. Because it's like I ain't. Now, there's certain things that have stopped me from even going into the course of intercourse.
Oh, that's a fact.
But right. like when it but comes to like, once you, but once we already started, it's over with. Yeah.
Say once the penetration started.
Yeah, you, yeah. Like it's wraps at this point. You don't figure it out.
I have to disagree, fellas. May call me the oddball. I've definitely faked an orgasm. God,
what the fuck would you do?
Hey, this nigga.
Sometimes you get in there, it ain't all it's expected to be. You don't get that shit over with. Motherfuckers full of energy.
That's where you get the two-handed twisty toppy. Hey, you gonna finish me.
I mean, here's the thing. My first actual, I would say, interracial sexual experience, I faked the orgasm. I'm not gonna say what ethnicity, but
you already know she's Latino, bro.
No.
I know why you said that. Yeah, I know exactly why you said that. Shit.
No, it wasn't a Latino. Shots fired. No, it wasn't that, but it was actually in college, but it was before that situation. But yeah, my first interracial experience I faked because it was not all it, you know what I'm saying, cracked up to be.
Why though? Like, what was your, just like, I gotta get out of here?
Because I
was it never gonna happen? Like,
I had been having sex with her for 45 minutes. It's so like, you know what?
She sounds like a wet fish. She's like a fish.
You gotta take the banger off. You gotta throw in the flag.
Like, you know what? Like, I'm done. Wait. Throw up the white flag, man.
They gotta take that banger off, bro.
Oh no.
You know what I'm saying? She gotta, you know, talk to him nicely.
Yeah. Get something off your mental. You feel me?
Play my Spanish guitar with your mouth.
You tripping, doggy.
Wow. Bro, like, I'm not gonna play, like, bro, 45. All right, look. Back in the day, though, that was regular. I ain't gonna say regular, but, you know, niggas be, oh, it's sex for 45. It's unnecessary.
45 minutes is definitely unnecessary.
Yeah, it's
unnecessary.
Absolutely.
And if it comes to that point, yeah, you gotta come on.
Yeah.
Come here. Kiss it. Yeah. Do something. Listen, this ain't working. What you been doing ain't working.
If it does get 45 minutes, your shit trash.
Yeah, like what you doing ain't been working.
No, your shit trash.
You gotta figure another way
that's
out.
That's where I was at. I was like 45. Like, yeah, I had to, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and throw in a white flag. I couldn't do it anymore. Yeah. So, yes, I've definitely.
Oh, yeah, you just gotta slap on your lip. Like, hey.
Yeah, you gotta
figure
it
out. What up?
Yeah, you gotta.
Placow!
You guys are hilarious. Next question. Why is it that if a girl sleeps with several guys, she is a slut, but boys brag about getting women all the time? Why aren't guys slut shamed?
Double standard.
Facts.
That's it. Next question.
Go into details.
I mean, just think about this. Like,
it's more women on earth than guys.
That's
well,
true.
So, but it's double. It's just a double standard.
It's just a double standard. Like, there's really nothing that, like, and then it's also because it's like another man doesn't want to envision another man in a girl.
It's pimps.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's pimps and it's hoes.
Yeah.
I'll say this. Like, I definitely agree with the fact that it goes both ways. And men may brag about it. You know what I'm saying, with each other. But women judge those men just like men judge those
not
women.
Not always.
No, because if a man says that he slept with, let's say, 100 women, men will give him, you know what I'm saying, a dap. But women are much more hesitant to date him.
I'll say yes or no.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to agree with that too.
Sometimes I think women know, and they're just kind of in a sense of, I'm going to say denial. Because, like, let's be real. Prime example. You know men out here dating Kim Kardashian, or dated Kim Kardashian, whose name been tied to a lot of men. You have people out here dating Amber Rose, name's been tied to a lot of men. But it's like, when those other men get them, they don't care. Whereas...
Because ain't Amber Rose pregnant right now?
I don't even know.
No, well, okay. Well, she is pregnant. Oh, gotcha. There it is, yeah.
And then you also have the other side of it where men, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to think, you know, these are pro athletes. You know, these are professional. Women will drop everything in the world to be with these people. Chris Brown. You know, like, you can't tell. Chris Brown been hot since he's been 16. Probably younger than that. But
yeah,
you just think about, but think about the regular niggas that's been smashing females. And then think about what Chris Brown has been doing. So take the regular nigga, the most popular regular nigga that you know, and times it by 50 with Chris Brown. Like,
that's what I'm saying, though. Like, I know, like, if here's the thing. Chris Brown also has that fame and notoriety that that average dude doesn't. The average dude is maybe just the local, the local pretty boy ass dude that's around the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So it's only so much you can do. But like, I just feel like going back to the just the original question is that why aren't men slut shamed? We are. You women slut shame us if you find out that we've been sleeping with a lot of women. Like, they judge us just like we judge women.
They do, but like, I would say you can't really dog a man like that. That doesn't affect a man as much as it does a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So like, you throwing dirt on my name by saying, oh, you know, you posting me on IG saying, oh, this nigga nasty, he fucked 200 females. First of all, where's your proof? Second of all, okay, I fucked 200.
Said, what's your proof?
No, I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, did they? Like,
do you
did
have they, me on camera?
Yeah, did they? Like, did I do something? Like, did they get an STD? Did they get pregnant? Like, so you have nothing that really stands. Then it's like pointless. Whereas if a guy does it, it's automatically like people just believe it. Like, damn, like she nasty. She fucked 200 people. Da 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 da. It's like, damn, like she be out here. But on the other hand, it's like that guy may get more people. Like, damn, like. He had sex with 200. Like, what makes him so good at sex? What? So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes women look at it as, I ain't gonna say opportunity, but a lot of times they do see that, like, oh shit, you will. You know, you had sex with her. Well, shit, you know, you might as well come my way.
I feel you.
With men, like, we don't really get that opportunity.
Yeah, we don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, once that happens, it's just like, it's over with for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't touch nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like I said, it's double standard for real. That's just the end it all is, be
it,
all. Really,
it really is.
It's like standard. At the end of the day, we can't do shit about it. It's too embedded into the, you know what I'm saying,
to the psyche of the world. Yeah,
to the streets.
So for real, like I don't think I've ever slut shamed or any of that, because I feel like if someone wants to do what they want to do, they're gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they know what they want. That's what they want in life. If that's right. What you want, that's what you like. If you like it, you like it. I ain't gonna say I love it, but you know what I'm saying? It is what it is on that part. So, mm-hmm. I mean, but like I said at the beginning, double standard. That's it.
All right.
Conversation ended.
And with that said, we're gonna head get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? So you guys can have the rest of your day to do nothing. Before we get out of here, don't forget, just a couple of quick shout outs. Make sure you go to our social media, get in contact with us. Email thatswhywe'resingle@gmail.com. Instagram, Facebook, That's Why We're Single. Twitter, That's Why We're, followed by the number one. And then make sure you go to anchor.fm/That's Why We're Single to join us on your favorite podcast listening platform.
Beach.
Don't forget, it's a brunch weekend. Pajama Jimmy Jam this Saturday, September 28th.
Jesus.
It's a brunch September 29th. The R Bar Silent Halloween Ooh. Podcast, Ooh. October 25th. Ooh. Make sure you Ooh. Get all those tickets. Ooh. If you want to go to the Pajama Jammy Jam, email Dre at Dre.Tyson. I'm sorry, Instagram. Instagram, Dre.Tyson. If you want to get a ticket for Issa Brunch, ISSABRUNCH
614.eventbrite.com.
Make sure you get those tickets because they're going. Make sure you go to TWWSLIVE.eventbrite.com, or make sure you go to our social media pages to go ahead and buy a ticket for the live podcast recording. Anything else we want to shout out real quick?
R Bar,
pull up.
Thank you to R Bar for cutting the check. We appreciate it.
Damn, pull up.
Right. Pull up on us. We've got a nice little month coming up, man. We can't wait to meet each and every one of y'all. Shout out to all our new followers, and thank you so much to everybody that's been messing with us from day one, man. We greatly appreciate it. The views, the listenership is there. Just tell a friend to tell a friend to check us out. You know, we definitely want to make sure that everybody has this insight. There's three eligible, successful men out here giving y'all insight into the male psyche. Like, man, folks pay money for this, and we giving it to y'all for free 99. So make sure y'all, you know what I'm saying,
reciprocate and pass this knowledge on to someone else that may need it. So with that being said, we about to get up out of here. It is your man DB.
Ellie to the motherfucking O-N.
Trey with an A. What's up, baby?
What the A stand for at the end?
Assertive. Still assertive.
There it is.
And that's why we're single. What about you?
Y'all gave all that advice. Y'all niggas is still single.